Hi, my name is Anita Smith. I was laid off during the pandemic, but was able to pivot to a new career, and in 4 months was able to actually double my salary.
What's up? What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, because sometimes your 9 to 5 just isn't going to cut it. And in Anita's case, her 9 to 5 went away indefinitely during COVID. So she did the proactive thing and learned a new skill set to level up her earning power. Now, Anita's story, this is less of a side hustle spinoff in the spirit of the series we've been doing this month, and more of a wholesale career change. But I want to share it because I think it's a powerful illustration that the skills and knowledge we have today don't have to be set in stone. Ready? Let's do it.
My previous career, I was a revenue manager at a big hotel chain connected to the convention center. This was around February 2020, a lot of groups started canceling. We had a lot of group business, and that was the hotel's bread and butter.
Yeah.
We have like over 500 employees at the hotel. I'm like, a lot of people are going to be out of jobs. Maybe 3 weeks later, most of us were furloughed. October is when I got the official layoff letter.
Yeah. Okay. So now you're 5, 6 months deep into it. You get the official layoff notice. What happens from there?
Well, prior to that, back in May, I think I went to this binge learning phase where I went to Coursera, Udemy, all those sites to try to like skill up and see what I can do. Stumbled upon Trailhead, which is the learning platform for Salesforce. Checked it out for a day. I was like, I don't have a background in IT. I can't do this. Okay. I'm never going to be able to change to that career. Fast forward past the learning binge watching phase, the actual Netflix binge watching phase. I went to like a podcast binging phase, and I actually heard about someone working in Salesforce, and they started this program, Talent Stacker, to help people pivot into that career. I checked it out and I was like, okay, well, let me take their free stuff and see what goes from there. I got a lot of value from it. So ended up getting into the program, paying for the paid version, and started that in October, got my admin certification, which is like the minimum certification you need to start a career in Salesforce, and then landed a job a few months after that, making double what I was making as a manager for like a giant company. I was making double starting salary.
Starting
for a brand
salary.
New career.
That's incredible. I love the proactive spirit to try and skill up, like going to these online education platforms. Like, well, if I'm stuck at home anyway, maybe I'm not going back to work. I might as well learn something new. And then finding something that at first didn't really resonate, and then giving it a second chance after hearing Bradley Rice on Choose FI. And he's been on the Side Hustle Show as well, kind of singing the praises of, you know, careers in Salesforce and the talent gap and the mismatch between the popularity of the software and the qualified professionals available to support it. It's sidehustlenation.com/Salesforce. We'll get you access to the free 5-day challenge that you mentioned. And then beyond that is their paid program. What was the cost of that investment?
When I started, I was probably very early on. I think the price is double now. I think now it's around $2,000.
Okay. So some upfront investment in cost, but when you compare it to maybe the cost of a college degree or going back to like a graduate program or something.
Yeah. You
know, 50 grand, 100 grand. Like, okay. And then to see the almost immediate ROI that you did, I think that's really impressive.
Yeah, really incredible. I mean, normally you don't have to go to college for hospitality, but I did. I got a 4-year degree in hospitality management. And even my starting pay right outside of college was maybe $40,000.
Yeah.
A year, which is just, it's like, I feel bad for anyone who has to pay for college and then end up spending 10 years trying to pay off their student debt.
Right.
But like this, the ROI is crazy. Maybe $1,000, $2,000. This is a job where you don't need a college degree. I'm kind of kicking myself for not knowing about this career sooner. But yeah, to go to 6 figures, which is not normal. Actually, average is probably close to like $72,000, which is still ridiculous. Good
starting out
entry level for something you've never done before.
And so no background in IT, but somehow Bradley instilled the confidence in you that yeah, anybody can do this if you have a temperament for process thinking, and you can learn this stuff. And I think that's cool because I think everything is learnable if you set your mind to it. So the certification process, like the Trailhead stuff, is available online. That's free. Yes.
That's free. Yeah.
So what?
That's something Salesforce.com created to help people learn how to be administrators or developers in Salesforce. So that is completely free. It's just a lot of information.
So in your opinion, what's the difference between that stuff and the Talent Stacker program?
I mean, the free information is out there. You just got to be able to cipher through everything. The difference between the Talent Stacker, what helped me is I'm a very type A person and I need that step-to-step guidance. I need someone to tell me, go do this, and then you can pass, do this, you can get a job. Otherwise, if I'm just relying on all the information out there, it's overwhelming because you don't know, like, oh, am I doing this? Is this the most efficient way? Am I like wasting time doing this when I could be just doing this? So Talent Stacker really creates a path for you. That's the most efficient way to start from knowing zero about Salesforce to actually landing your job.
Did you know that roughly half of Side Hustle Nation hasn't started their side hustle yet? If that's you, I get it. Starting and building a business is tough. It takes more than just an idea. There are tons of moving parts, and it's a bit like trying to assemble your airplane in the middle of takeoff. Thankfully, our sponsor, Taylor Brands, is helping Side Hustle Show listeners make that leap and make it all a lot easier. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, making sure you have everything you need all in one place. Think of it like your behind-the-scenes partner for things like LLC formation, licenses and permits, getting an EIN, setting up your business bank account, bookkeeping and invoicing, insurance, logos, trademark protection, and a lot more. Taylor Brands helps you handle it all seamlessly. And to get you started, Side Hustle Show listeners get 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans when you use our link. That's taylorbrands.com/sidehustle. Taylor Brands, like a tailor for your clothes, taylorbrands.com/sidehustle. Start your business journey today with the help of Taylor Brands. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search and hit the ground running with your new hire. But what if you could get rid of the search part and just get matched with qualified candidates? Well, now you can with our sponsor, Indeed. It's simple. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. The matching and hiring platform is trusted by over 3.5 million businesses worldwide to connect with great talent faster. And 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. For my next hire, I'm using Indeed to tap into a talent pool of 350 million unique monthly visitors. And what else is cool is Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets. And how about this? Side Hustle Show listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show. Just go to Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay. And then the certification process, this was run through Salesforce. And you said you got it done like really fast, which may not be typical, but you're like, hey, I'm unemployed. I might as well go and get this done. Was that easy, hard?
I wasn't working, so I used it as my full-time job. I don't have kids, so I could just concentrate on Trailhead at minimum 40 hours a week.
Just for cramming the whole month. On this stuff, like learning the software inside and out.
It's impossible to know everything, but enough to be able to pass the exam. It's not an easy test. It may appear like an easy test because I think it's passing is 60, 65, but the questions are tricky. Luckily, I've been very fortunate where I'm a good test taker, and I guess cramming is the best style for me to learn. But it's very normal to fail the first try. Like, it's kind of a rite of passage for you to fail a Salesforce exam because they're difficult, but if you put in the effort, you will pass.
Yeah. And what we've seen even from other professions, it's kind of like knowing where to find the answers more than just knowing everything off the top of your head.
100%. I promise you, I am Googling every day. That's impossible to know everything. Everyone uses Google. We really rely on the Ohana, which is the Salesforce community. Everyone is extremely helpful.
Okay. So you go through the Talent Stacker, you go through the Trailhead certification admin process, and then just start looking for jobs. I guess everything is remote these days, or most jobs have become remote these days. So what was that part of the process?
actually rewind a step back, because I did kind of have a small job before I landed this massive one that doubled my salary. So I just used tips from the program, really worked on my personal branding and networking on LinkedIn. That is key, because for both jobs I landed, the owners of the company reached out to me. I did not apply for a job. The first one was actually a part-time role, which was kind of nice, because when I started my full-time job, I already had a side hustle. I already had a side client from that first one, which was a nice bump.
It was a company that found you through LinkedIn and proactively reached out.
Yeah, I was very active with posting and commenting. The LinkedIn algorithm, it's a lot easier to increase your followers and increase your network there versus all the other social media sites. Just by posting consistently and having somewhat interesting content, it just pushes you to the top every time.
What kind of stuff were you posting?
Initially, it was stuff like, hey, I got my super badge. Hey, I passed my certification. But then it was, I think after I passed my exam, I was studying for another exam and I was asking just for tips, which every time I posted and asked, like either have an action item or a question at the end, that seems to get the most response, which then helps your post get to the top.
All right. Kind of working in public, it sounds like, as you're kind of going through this re-education or reskilling process. If you search Anita Smith Salesforce, her profile is going to pop right up over there. We'll link that up in the description below. And the same thing with the full-time gig. They found you through LinkedIn and said, come and work for us.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. So I'd been following this one recruiter for a while on LinkedIn. He made a comment about a career fair that Salesforce was hosting. My future boss at the time had come to me and he's like, oh, I wish I knew this. We were looking for people. I went and saw like his job posting and they're looking for someone with like 5+ years experience. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able
Yeah,
that's not me. But I was like, I know how LinkedIn works. So I was like, let me just like his comment so it rises to the top. So maybe someone who is qualified could see it. Just because of that like, he looked at my profile, saw my background, and was like, okay, I think I can make this work. And then scheduled an interview with me that day. Everyone liked me, and I ended up starting that next week. Yeah, it was very fast.
Okay. And it seems like a typical progression, at least according to Bradley, is, you know, start with a full-time job and then you kind of transition into these consulting or freelance roles down the road. Is that the path that you foresee going? Or if the full-time job is good enough, then I might just stick with that.
No. The thing that hooked me was Bradley's original story, making 200K a year, working 20 hours a week. That's the dream. That's
the dream. Yeah. All right. So you're on that path. Do you think that's viable based on what you've seen so far?
Absolutely. I originally thought it would take me a lot longer to get there, but after this first year, I don't think it's going to take that long at all.
What's your take on the, I guess, supply-demand imbalance that he described? Where, I mean, do you fear either Salesforce falling out of fashion, or all of a sudden there's such a gold rush of people like yourself coming into the field where that drives down salaries because now there's more supply of talented workers?
Possibly. I'm not a fortune teller. What I can tell you, Salesforce is not a cheap tool. And for companies to completely switch from Salesforce to another tool, it would be very expensive and it would just be a lot to do. So for that reason, I don't see it going away anytime soon. I mean, I can't tell the future, but the skills you learn are very transferable. So whatever company does take over in the future, you're going to be able to pivot to that anyways. Okay, as fair. For the gap, I thought it was going to catch up. No, it's just like more and more jobs out there. Like Salesforce is really selling their tool hard. I mean, Salesforce.com, the company itself, they are expanding like crazy. I'm seeing more and more people land jobs every month who are coming from completely different industries. Like for myself, within like a couple of months working my first job, recruiters started really hitting me up in LinkedIn and the private messages. I mean, even now, like every day I get 3 to 4 recruiters contacting me. Hey, are you available to move? Are you able to switch?
Wow.
It is not too late to switch to this career. It's insane how fast it's growing.
Fair enough. Well, you can find Anita Smith Salesforce on YouTube. Look her up over there, or on LinkedIn rather, on also YouTube, youtube.com/Anita Smith. It's got some cool Salesforce videos for you if you want to learn more. And sidehustlenation.com/Salesforce is where you'll find the free 5-day challenge that kickstarted this whole journey for you. So very much appreciate you joining me. Before we wrap up, any parting words of guidance for Side Hustle Nation or anybody else tuning in?
Don't let imposter syndrome get to you. Everyone feels it. Don't worry about it. No one knows everything. Google is your best friend.
I love it. Anita, thanks so much. We'll catch up soon. All right. A couple notes before I sign off. Number one was we referenced the Side Hustle Show episode with Bradley Rice, where he talks a bit more about the Salesforce consulting career path, the earning potential there, and also what the work itself is like, because I think that's important. That was episode 441. If you want to scroll down in your podcast app, you can find it there. Or if you search Salesforce at sidehustlenation.com, it'll pop right up along with the full text summary. And number two is, yeah, we're talking about the specific Salesforce example here, but honestly, it doesn't matter to me. The important takeaway is if you're stuck in a dead end or low paying job or career, you can level up your skills for free or relatively affordably and significantly improve your personal profitability, just like Anita did. Big thanks to Anita for sharing her insight. That is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you find value in this show, the greatest compliment is to share it with a friend. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen, and I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show. Hustle on. As a Side Hustle Show listener, I know you're driven. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. But I also know you can end up hustling and driving yourself into exhaustion, overwhelm, and even burnout if you don't stay anchored to why you're doing it. That's why I want to recommend another podcast that will massively support your side hustle. It's called What Drives You with host Kevin Miller. Kevin's a former pro athlete. He's a lifelong entrepreneur who started 19 different businesses. He's a father of 9 kids, an author, and a mountain adventurer as well. He knows both the glory and the dark side of drive and has devoted his life to helping people who want to drive further, faster, but also enjoy the ride every single day. He brings on today's most influential people in personal and business development to see what drives them and get their guidance on the key ingredients that power our own drive. If you want to fully harness your drive and find peace and fulfillment in the process, go find What Drives You with Kevin Miller wherever you listen to podcasts.